Nigel Ogden here with a packed and varied programme for you this evening, including the sound of a Robert Morton theatre organ from the USA, some superb electronic playing from our Jimmy Smith, a chat with Reg Dixon about his latest LP, and more music from this year's Organ Festival, which is where we begin with Australian organist Tony Fenlon at the Free Trade Hall Manchester Wurlitzer with Rossini's William Tell Overture. The Lone Ranger and Tonto from Tony Fenlon and the final part of the William Tell Overture. Now, our good friend Trevor Balshaw paid a visit to the USA earlier this year and was able to make some fine recordings on the 3-manual 15-rank Robert Morton organ installed in the Jeff Seal studio in Laurel, Mississippi. Here's Trevor with the beautiful Michel Legrand composition, The Hands of Time. Thank you. The Hands of Time, and also of Trevor Bolshaw making beautiful music on the Robert Morton organ in Laurel, Mississippi. Now, one of our most popular artists from the electronic organ world is Jimmy Smith, and when he sits at the console of the Kawai E550, the only way to describe the result is swonderful. Wonderful, Jimmy Smith on the Kawai Electronic. Another number from Trevor Bolshaw in Mississippi now, and the ever popular Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace from Trevor Bolshaw on the Jeff Seal Studio Robert Morton organ. Now, ever since his retirement earlier this year, we've received many inquiries regarding the health and welfare of Mr. Blackpool Reginald Dixon. Well, we decided the best way to answer them was to ask the man himself. So my producer, Peter Pilbeam, took a trip to the seaside and had a chat with Reg.
Reg, we've had lots of letters in the office, and they all ask the same thing. How is he? We hear he's packed up, we hear he's stopped playing, we hear he's stopped in the middle of a series, and they're all terribly worried. And it seemed a good opportunity, as you've got this new LP of you playing at Thursford, to have a word with you and see how you are. So tell us, how are you?
Well, I certainly appreciate all the concern for my, you know, my health. And I must confess, in March, when I had to give up that series, I was not 100%, as you know. After one of the recording sessions, I had, I had an attack of bronchitis, which I've suffered with that for about 20 years, but I realised I couldn't carry on much longer. So I didn't want to let people down, to put it as bluntly as that. I didn't want to let you down, and so I decided to call it a day. While I was playing as I felt I wanted to play, and I was getting appreciation from most of my listeners, you can't please everybody, I learn in this business, I felt that I'd rather give up then at that time. So I went to see my doctor, and he said, well, Reg, he said, without a smile on his face, you've had a jolly good innings, haven't you? So then I decided that I would pack it up. And I have finished, regretfully, very regretfully, playing the organ. I've not played the organ since I left the BBC organ that March morning. But I do appreciate the kindness I've had from all the listeners over the number of years. But it's rather nice to feel that people are still interested. I can't say how much I appreciate it. I do, really. And I'd like to thank them all. It's impossible to write to everybody now. I couldn't possibly get... In fact, in any case, I can't read my writing. They're like prescriptions.
I'll go along with that.
Would you, Peter?
I'll vouch for that.
You've seen all my programmes, haven't you?
Indeed, yes.
Yes, I keep printing the odd words so they can read it there. I said I would have been a good doctor with all the prescriptions there. So I'd rather finish when people say, well, he didn't do so badly, did he? That broadcast wasn't so bad, was it? Rather than say, well, the poor old fellow is—he's not so good as he was, and that I might say that now. But I don't know. I don't want to say any more, Peter. Really.
How about choosing a track or two that we can play in the programme?
Yes. Well, it was very kind of you, Peter. It gets very difficult to find fresh oldies that I haven't recorded at some time. Mm. I've still got some of the original 78s with some of these tunes on. But as you probably know, I've got all the music. In fact, some of my copies of music are the original Piano Conductors when they were first issued. But I think my favourite, one of my favourites, in fact, the first favourite, is the C'est Si Bon and Two Sleepy People and All I Do Is Dream of You. Well, I know I've recorded All I Do Is Dream of You a number of times, but it's on a different organ and I think it sounds a bit different. But that's my favourite one. some of my old numbers, the very old stuff, and I suddenly thought, that might go well as a two-step. It was Kikukakati, The Army of Today is All Right. That's an old music hall song, as you know. Waiting at the church, and Old Charlie, Take It Away. I've still got the original copies of those, the sixpenny copies that were in album form or sheet music form. And I still have I Do Like To Be Beside the Seaside with Mark Sheridan's photograph. He was a comedian that originally sang that. And that's sixpence. That cost me sixpence all the years ago. When I first started to play that type of music, my mother was very upset about it because she wanted me to keep to the classics. But now I realise that this type of work was, to put it simply, was my handwriting, and I enjoyed digging out some of these old tunes.
Reginald Dixon playing the Firstwood Museum Wurlitzer and chatting to Peter Pilbeam. Title of the LP, Isn't This a Lovely Day, on EMI Records, NTS 205. EMI NTS 205. Coincidentally, one of Reg Dixon's best-selling 78 records many years ago was The Teddy Bear's Picnic, played here 1980 style on the Kauai E550 electronic by Jimmy Smith. Cheeky boy, Jimmy Smith, joining in the Teddy Bears picnic. Concerts next week, Saturday the 1st of November, Phil Kelsall at the 3J's Gomers Hall at 7:15 p.m. Sunday the 2nd, George Blackmore at the Gunton Hall Lowestoft at 3 o'clock, Joyce Aldred at the Civic Centre East Kilbride at 2:45, and at the Odeon Leicester Square at 11 a.m, the 43rd Birthday Gala Show, starring Doreen Chadwick, Foley Bates, ex-resident organist John Howlett, and guest star Anne Shelton with her Music Makers. Finally, on Thursday the 6th of November at the Stotfold Social Club Christie, George Blackmore at 7:30. And to conclude this evening, here's Kangaroo Boy Tony Fenlon on the Free Trade Hall Manchester Wurlitzer and 76 trombones. Tony Fenlon and 76 trombones on the City of Manchester Wurlitzer. Nostalgia time next week. Do you remember the days of solo broadcasts from the BBC theatre organ in London, which ended some 17 years ago? Well, to revive, albeit briefly, those halcyon days, I shall be playing all the music next week on the present BBC theatre organ to commemorate its 10th anniversary in our Playhouse studios. So if you think you can possibly stand it, I'd be delighted if you'd join me. Until then, my thanks, as always, to producer Peter Pilbeam and to you for joining me. So from me, Nigel Ogden, bye-bye for now.